Welcome back. This is you, the Owner's Manual podcast, which gives you the information so you can live at the top of your curve. It's not just the latest health information. It's really what it means to you. Our guest today is a great guest, one of my favorites. He's a repeat guest, Dr. Neil Barnard, who talks about music and what it does for your brain. Let me just tell you, it does a great thing for your brain. It makes you, hard to say this, right? It makes you smarter. It really does make you smarter because it helps you learn. That's right. It makes you smarter because it helps you learn. We're going to talk about a number of great subjects for you to learn. For example, prolonged and intense exercise works as a weight loss strategy. What do I mean by this? The longer you work out, the more you lose weight. But how long should you work out? We'll get to that. And the next one is intense workouts. How long should you be intense? We'll get to that too. We're going to talk about four vaccines you might want to know your teen needs for going back to school, but you need also. And people with blood pressure fluctuations twice as likely to develop dementia. But let's get in to the full thing. The DEA proposed cutting production of some opiate painkillers because they're so addictive. Let me give you my take on opiates, that is narcotics. Unless you have severe pain, don't use them because they are so darn good, so feeling of good. One dose. And if you're genetically predicted and if you're genetically predisposed, and 17% of us are, you're gone. You get addicted with just one dose if you don't have severe pain and aren't suffering. You don't want to knock out all your pain with these. You really think you do? Uh-uh. Because they're so good that that's how you get addicted. Don't go go for narcotics if you don't need them. Use non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen. Use aspirin. Do yoga. Do meditation. Do anti-inflammatory things. But don't do this unless you really need it. And then don't take away all your pain. Next issue. Does less sleep make you less healthy? Absolutely. We went over that last week, but let me repeat this. This is a different study showing the direct effect of less sleep, less than 7 hours a night, and visceral fat weight gain. We had last week, we had one from the United States. This one's from the United Kingdom. Same effect. You gain visceral fat if you sleep less than 7 hours a night, and it's not a little bit of visceral fat. That's belly fat, and that causes inflammation in you. And this week's new bit is that high-fat diet is linked to lung cancer risk. That is, people who eat a lot of saturated fat, that's in milk fat and butter fat and animal fat, and coconut oil and palm oil, those fats that people add, they increase their risk of lung cancer. How much did they increase their risk of lung cancer? 14 to 15%. That it's even higher than people who people who smoked. People who smoked and ate saturated fat. You know, you think about having a cigar and having a nice steak. Those are the wrong things to do if you're a guy, and they're the wrong things to do if you're a woman. Not even the cigar, it's the cigarette and the egg yolks. Those are bad. So, substituting 5% of calories from saturated fat with unsaturated fat was associated with a 16% lower risk of small cell lung cancer and a 17% lower odds of other types of malignant cancer of the lung. So get away from saturated fat and you stop having as much cancer. That's true. Now, I want to go right to the key story I thought of the week. That is, what amount of exercise is helpful for you? So this is exercise as a weight loss strategy, and they looked at all kinds of people who did all kinds of exercise. In general, exercise lowered your amount of ghrelin, which is something that causes you to be hungry. So it wasn't that it was just good for because it burned calories. It actually caused you to decrease your hunger hormones. And how much did you need to do? Well, it turns out that this is a surprise to me, how much you had to do. So in order for a weight loss strategy, you had to do vigorous working for, you had to do persistence for 90 minutes. So it took 90 minutes of regular walking in a row or consistent exercise. In the vigorous activity, it was around 45 minutes of vigorous activity. So if you're exercising, you want to do as high exercise, like on an elliptical or something, for 45 minutes. You will then suppress your appetite with that. Or if you're just walking, it took 90 minutes in a row of regular walking to get a suppression of the ghrelin level, a suppression of that gremlin called ghrelin that causes you to eat more. So that's a key point in what to do. And if I was going to say take home one point from You, the Owner's Manual radio show today or podcast, it's 90 minutes of walking in a row to suppress appetite or 45 minutes of vigorous exercise. I should tell you, I'm obviously prejudiced towards this study because I do 48 minutes on cardio three times a week. Why do I do that? And why did I pick 48 minutes? It's because that's how long my average squash finals match was. And so I learned to do 48 minutes of it to prepare for squash tournament games. Crazy, right? It is crazy. In any case, 45 minutes is the secret number. Now, do AI robots challenge you? Artificial intelligence? That's right. They are being used to search for drugs. It turns out that artificial intelligence is being used to elaborate the complexity of what drug works for what thing. I don't know exactly how this works, but I do know that robots are turbocharging now the race to find drugs for crippling diseases by being able to sort through complexities to find drugs that fit receptors that antagonize the drug being able to, the cancer or the disease being able to replicate itself. When should you stop a mammogram? If you're a woman with breast cancer who survived it, let me tell you the keys. Physical activity. If you do 30 minutes of physical activity a day and eat two more fruits or vegetables than you normally do, you reduce your risk of recurrence by 92%. I said that right. 92% over a 9-year period. So exercise. You should eat fruits and vegetables and then healthy fats. Extra virgin olive oil decreases. Substituting that for saturated fat as much as possible in your diet decreases your risk of recurrence by 62%. Wow. Now, should you keep getting mammograms? The answer is we don't know. We don't know when you should stop your mammogram, but I do know you should never stop doing physical activity, never stop eating fruits and vegetables, never stop doing meditation. Glucosamine supplements. This one I worry about because in a randomized trial of glucosamine supplements for knee or hip pain, they found that they were no better than placebo. I'm afraid you'll misinterpret that. Placebo had about a 35 to 40% effect in relieving pain. So glucosamine has the same 35 to 40%. Doesn't mean it's in it. No, placebos are pretty good. So keep taking glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate. Keep taking water with it. And maybe you'll get a placebo effect, if not a real effect. I don't care whether it's real or placebo. You want it. What vaccines do you want your kids to get? You want them to get protected against meningitis, especially if they go back to college and in those dormitories where it's transmitted. You want both men and women to be protected against HPV. You think they're going to be sexually abstinent, mom or dad, you're wrong. Maybe you were, I doubt that, but they aren't going to be. Human papillomavirus is a great vaccine protection against this. It protects really against cancer over the long run. So that's two. Tdap, your diphtheria, pertussis, and whooping cough was effective as a kid. Now you need a bonus or booster shot. We want everyone to get it sometime in their teenage years if they haven't gotten it, and make sure they get the flu shot. We'll help them if the flu goes rampant at their college during an important test taking or important social or important physical activity or important test taking time. They will be protected against it. Help them get wherever they're going. Blood pressure fluctuations. This was a study looking at day-to-day variation in blood pressure measured at home, so it wasn't due to, in fact, the stimulation of getting your blood pressure in a doctor's office, but consistently high blood pressure or hypertension we know is a risk factor for dementia. We found out in this study that 5 years later, people who had great variations in their blood pressure, 5 years later, roughly 50% of them had developed decreased brain function or dementia. So make sure you, if you have high blood pressure, that someone is treating it, someone's watching it, and someone's making sure you don't keep varying your blood pressure. For another couple of points is all we've got time for, but the death rates from colon cancer are increasing for Americans under age 55. We don't know why it is, whether it is more saturated fat in the diet or whether it's you're not getting screened between 50 and 55 or whether it is some other habit that we're doing or something else we're doing. But nevertheless, the risk of colon cancer keeps going up in those under 55. So get your colonoscopies at age 50. If you've got a family history of colon cancer before age 50, you want to move back your screening time to start getting screening at age 40. The last one I'm going to say is liquid biopsies for cancer screening are coming. What is a liquid biopsy? Well, this is a new test. It's basically sampling the blood. It then amplifies your blood to see if you've got an abnormal protein in it. The abnormal protein can reflect that abnormal protein that's secreted by a cancer. So this magnification process makes it likely that you can detect recurrences earlier and maybe even do screening this way in the future. I'm going to get in one more story if I can, and that is about a medical marijuana dispensaries are now opening in many areas of the country. We're worried that this could cause a public health crisis because we're beginning to see people addicted to alcohol, get addicted to marijuana, and have cross addictions between alcohol and marijuana, neither which alone seems very bad, but together they appear like these people are getting very addicted to one or more of these substances and having withdrawal problems, but not only that, having problems staying sober and functioning in society. So, the message there is, if you find yourself or a friend getting addicted to alcohol or getting addicted to marijuana, get them help. These are addictive substances, no place near as addictive as narcotics, but still addictive and still dangerous, and still very dangerous to drive with. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD and iHeart. This is show 855, is that right? This is show 855A. We have a great guest, as I say, coming up in just a few minutes. It's Neil Barnard talking about how music can help you learn and help your brain function. And we'll even listen to some of his music. He's a fabulous doctor, and I didn't know, also has a number one hit. But Neil Barnard will talk to you in just a few minutes. In the meantime, remember, you get the best news, the latest medical news, but most importantly, what it means to you and what you can do and use it, how you can use that news to live at the top of your curve till very near the end. This is Dr. Mike Roizen thanking Kevin, Ben, and Sonar for great engineering. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Thanks for listening. Download us, rate us, tell your friends about us. We have 50,000 of you now on average a week downloading us. We thank you. Keep doing it and keep spreading the word, and we'll keep doing it so that you can live at the top of your curve till near the end. Thanks again.